Fifth parak of Sukkah, Mishnah Ches, last Mishnah of Sukkah, continuing the idea we had in the previous Mishnah, that we said that the Lechem Apanim on Yom Tov was split between all the Kohanim of all the Mishmaris. Not only that, but if the day after Sukkot was Shabbos, they would also be entitled to get a Chalak Lechem Apanim. But Chol Liyos Yom Echad Mafik Benotayim, if the last day of Yom Tov was a Thursday, so now there was a weekday before Shabbos, Mishmash is Man Kavua, who knows the Chalois? The one who his man was Kavua, that was his turn to be the Mishmah then he gets 10 out of the Chalos, the 12 altogether, and Mitzakev Neutel Stein, the one that remained behind, the previous week's one, and in this case it will be all the Kohanim from other Mishmahs that stayed over the regal, they would split the two remaining ones. They would not get that much. Shai Moshe Shana, the rest of the year, you would also have a switch of the guards of Kohanim on Shabbos. Anichnas Neutel Sheish, Vayetz Neutel Sheish. The new one and the old one split them in half, each one gets six. That the one who's going in gets seven, the one who's going out gets only five. And ichnosim cholkim atofin, the ones that are the new mishmah that's coming in, they would split up the lechem upon them for them in the northern part of the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. That's where they had to eat it. So it will be clear that they are the ones that are going in, and the northern part was the part where most of the korban steel was brought. The yoytzer, the ones who were on the way out, they'd go bedarim. They go in the southern part. That's recognizable that they're already being payish, leaving the avodah and going home. Bilgah la'olim cholakis v'darim. Bilgah was a certain family which unfortunately had a daughter of the family that she left the religion and she disgraced the Beis HaMikdash. She kicked at the Mizbech and said, how long are you going to eat up the money of Klal Yisrael? The exact opposite of what it does. It brings the Shefa to Klal Yisrael. Fortunately, we have this in Klal Yisrael that people don't recognize that the Kedushas brings us the Shefa, not the other way around. And therefore, her family was got a knas that they always would get their Lechem Apanim in the southern part. Tabata Kavua V'Kalonis Duma. There was a different rings that were used for putting the neck of the animal to be Shechten. Their ring was closed up, and the chaloin, they had a certain window, a certain box where they would store things over there, would also be locked up and wouldn't be used.